Fastline Auctions, the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions. Looking to list equipment? Fastline Auctions knows farmers, and farmers have trusted Fastline for their equipment needs for over 45 years. With unmatched digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs, they can find the right buyer for your equipment. Not to mention, they have the industry's lowest commission rates. If you're looking for equipment to buy, you can bid with confidence. No buyer premiums, no reserves, just integrity. Fastline Auctions, your trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective farm equipment auctions. Visit Fastline.com for more information. That's Fastline.com. Our sponsor today is Morning Ag Clips. Morning Ag Clips is America's number one daily ag news service, designed to be a quick and easy read. It will help you stay up to date on the important headlines in both local and national agriculture every business morning. You can go to their website at www.morningagclips.com to sign up or peruse the headlines. Connect with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. Your Morning Ag Clips will help to keep you in the know. Hi, and welcome to the North American Ag Spotlight. I'm Chrissy Wozniak. My guest today works hand in hand with farmers to develop the world's most advanced technology for dairy farms. He's from Visalia, California, and prior to his current role, he spent nearly two decades in various commercial roles for global animal health supplier, providing nutritional and management advice to dairy producers throughout the U.S. and various other countries. Currently, he's the portfolio growth lead at Canthus. I'd like to welcome Tyler Bramville. Welcome, Tyler, and thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you, and thanks for taking the time to interview me and learn a little bit about Canthus.
Awesome. So I met you this year at World Dairy Expo, and I got to talk to your team a little bit about all the fascinating things that you guys are doing. So first of all, can you tell me a bit about your background?
Sure. So as you briefly mentioned, I grew up in a small town in Northern California. And it was really most of my friends were sons of dairy farmers. And that's really where I got my interest in dairy farming, and then went off to school and studied animal science. And ultimately that led to a PhD in ruminant nutrition from Texas Tech University. And then I worked at Alltech for 16 years, really in sort of sales management, technical service sorts of roles. And then 3 years ago, I joined Canthus just as they were getting ready to sort of become commercial, start to produce a commercial product for the dairy industry. And I've just been fascinated by their technology. I was kind of watching their development a little bit from afar. And to me, the technology that Canthus is developing is industry changing. It really, I think, is the future of how we will manage dairies in the future, how we capture data, make decisions, and manage cows and people.
Right. So can you tell me more about Canthus, about what you do?
Sure. So at Canthus, we're using cameras that we mount up in the kind of the apex of the barn. And then we use computer vision and artificial intelligence to turn those images that you and I would recognize into data. And pardon me. So what we're doing is we've essentially put eyes on the cows 24/7, 365. So the camera takes a picture every minute of the day. And then that image that, again, that you and I recognize gets turned into data. And then it's a cloud-based system. So you can access that where you're sitting in Florida, or where I am in Utah, or your nutritionist might be, you know, in Dublin, Ireland, wherever. So the information is real time and available. And so today we really have two different management modules that we sell to the dairies. One is the nutrition module, and there we're keeping track of the feed status in the pen. So it's really important to ensure that cows have feed in front of them all day long. So our system monitors that. And when the feed becomes inaccessible to the cows, our system starts to keep track of that. So we know where within the feed bunk there's low feed, for how long, is there a pattern of low feed that happens on certain days of the weeks or times of the day. And then we also keep track of when all the critical feeding events happen. So things like feed delivery and when feed's pushed up and cleaned out. We compare that against a schedule, and the dairy can set targets, and then we can monitor that again in real time. And it really starts to put accountability on the teams at the dairy to make sure that, you know, they're adhering to the sort of the SOPs and the protocols and the timeliness of these different events. So that's sort of a very quick overview of the nutrition module. And then the other module that we have is really focused on behavior. So it's the areas sort of behind the headlocks and the feed bunk, the bedding area. And there we're keeping track of things like lying time, how many minutes or hours out of the day are the cows out of the pen? How much time are they standing on their feet? How much time are they actually at the feed bunk? I'm trying to think what else we, and then we also generate a cow comfort index, which is really looks at the number of cows that are in contact with the beds or the bedding area and how many are actually properly lying down. And so it really gives a good number for the dairy to start to make some management decisions on, well, should we decrease the stocking density? Should we improve the bedding? Should we change the bedding more frequently? Or could we actually decrease the frequency at which we change the bedding? So, you know, the dairies are in business because they like cows. And I believe that they're in business because they like cows and they enjoy working with them. And obviously, the better we take care of cows, the better they take care of us. So as we think about things around animal welfare and ensuring that the cows have plenty of access to feed and water and nice place to lie down, we see the productivity of that animal go up. So it's obviously in the nature of the dairy to take really good care of these cows. And as a friend of mine says, you know, the idea is to let cows be cows, put them in an environment where they can just be cows and reduce the sort of the amount of human interaction and the distractions from them. And so our system is helping dairies make decisions, and hopefully they're helping make decisions so that these cows can be cows and be productive, productive cows.
Right. Yeah. And we all know that cows love routine. They love that consistency. And so I guess that's a big part of it is monitoring consistency, what you're doing, right?
Absolutely. And so, you know, our system, we're able to see patterns and changes. And so that might be a red flag to a change in consistency. And so is there something that we can do to prevent that change from happening and allow that consistency to continue? So for sure.
Right. So how do producers access the data? You said it's available all around. Is it on mobile device?
Yep. It's on mobile devices, PCs. It's available anywhere. There's a really simple web-based app that you just log in. And like I said, you can look at it on your PC, your tablet. You can mount a phone in your pickup and keep track of things in real time. In fact, we're seeing more sort of multi-site dairies start to install our system now. Because the data is real time, they can mount their phone or a small tablet in their pickup and have it there. And you can actually see in real time, you know, some of the major activities that are going on at the dairy. And, you know, and we have a one particular customer that has three dairies and they're all about 100 miles apart. And so this is a huge time savings. At least he now knows and can get a bird's eye view of what's happening at each of the dairies at any given moment during the day. Wow. So yeah, it's really a time saver for sure for lots of reasons.
Wow. So are there particular barn styles that this works better in or that they're not suited for?
Yeah, that's a great question. So really, we need to be in some sort of a freestall type barn today, whether that's sort of the traditional California style, or whether it's a cross ventilated barn or a tunnel ventilated barn. We're not working in the open dry lots at the moment. But hopefully in time we will. But yes, at the moment we're in sort of freestall barns.
Cool. And what's the installation process?
Yeah. So from the time that a producer signs the contract and says go, there's a number of things that have to happen. One is we would send a technician out. They would do a site survey. So they would get the layout of the dairy, where the electricity is, where the pins are, where the groups are. We would then build all of the hardware, ship it to the dairy, and then install the hardware. And then really the last sort of step is what we call data quality and calibration. So we turn the cameras on, make sure that the data is flowing and that it's meeting the accuracy criteria that we've set for detecting various things. So, so that's kind of the process. It's a multi-week process, generally around 12 weeks or so from sort of start to finish. And then, it goes from there. We've been really lucky. It's a really robust system. And while it takes us a little bit of time to get it all set up and installed and ensure that it's accurate and working well, once we turn it on, we have very, very little problem, if any. And the way the system's built, we really haven't had an issue in terms of losing data and that sort of thing. So it's a really, really robust system. Works in a lot of different environments. We've had our cameras in sort of negative 35 degrees, and we've had them in the Middle East in the middle of summer with extreme heat and sand. So yeah, it's a pretty robust system.
Wow, that's amazing. So what advice do you have for producers who get really overwhelmed by the amount of data coming in these days?
Yeah, so I think it's a great topic for discussion, because all of the technology, whether it's ours or somebody else's, you end up with a huge amount of data. And as you and I know, the dairies are busy places, and very few dairies have people that can just afford to sit in front of a computer and dig through information and try and put all of this stuff together. So with our particular system, we've tried to make it very, very visual and do a lot of the summary for the producer. So our average producer or average customer is spending about 5 to 6 minutes a day on our system. They come in, they check their dashboard, they check the feed status, they can see which pins, you know, had issues yesterday, make the necessary phone calls, changes, and then they're done with it. It's not a system where you've got to spend hours and hours and hours going through it. And in fact, I'm excited to share that very soon we're going to actually have what we call smart insights. So really starting to leverage the power of AI. The AI will go through and recognize the patterns, the problems, and then actually pull out sort of three or five bullet points in different areas of the dairy that need immediate attention. And again, this would have taken someone a lot of time to sort through all the data and then make sure that they catch the trends or the changes and then execute it. So we're very, very much focused on making it very simple and summarizing as much as we can for the producer, and actually now in the very near future, producing those smart insights so that they really just need to turn on their computer, and or we may even send them via a text message or an email so that they can not even have to turn their computer on, and they'll see the critical things to focus on for the day.
Wow, yeah, that's awesome. So what are you seeing in the industry in general in terms of challenges that need to be addressed or that you think that should be addressed by producers?
I think one of the challenges or frustrations I think that producers have, and if we just kind of keep the conversation related to technology, is all of these technologies are sort of standalone products. So our technology is one sort of standalone product. And then they may have a feed software program, and they may have a herd management program. And so I think getting a lot of this technology to start to talk to one another and integrate will be a huge help. And I'm happy to say that we're actively engaged with a number of different companies so that we can integrate our information into some of the other existing sort of technology, data management, softwares that are on the dairy. And I'm a firm believer that when you start to do that, your information, it starts to have a synergistic effect. So when all of a sudden you can compare our data, our low feed time data to the amount of feed that was delivered, and we know where within the pen that feed was actually eaten first and last, and is there parts of the pen where they're not eating or they're eating more, that starts to become very, very valuable information. And you know, as we are quite familiar with, you know, feed is the major cost of producing a unit of milk. And so if we can help the producer become more precise in where they put that feed and ensuring that they don't overfeed and also don't underfeed those cows, it's a huge opportunity for the dairy.
Right. Yeah. And a huge boost in efficiency.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
That's great. So where can people find you if they want more information?
Yep. They can go to our website, kainthus.com. They can send me an email directly at tbramble@kainthus.com, or they're welcome to text or send me a phone call. My phone number is 559-999-9734.
Very good. You're very available. That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Happy to help. It's an exciting time for us. Our business is really starting to expand, and it's fun to see it really go from a startup into really a commercial product that's being taken up by dairies really across the U.S. And as I mentioned, I think when we visited, we're venturing into the Middle East now, and couple of installations in Europe. So yeah, things are really getting going.
That is so cool. So how was World Dairy Expo for you? What's your take on how the show was this year?
It was good. We were really excited. Our booth won, I think, the booth of the day for the intermediate size booth. So that was fun. And we had a lot of good media coverage, and there was, we had a lot of good discussions with dairy farmers. I think overall the attendance was down a little bit from how I remember it in years past, but I think some of that's to be expected given the timing of the corn silage season, the beautiful weather, COVID. There's lots of competing interests for those days, but it was really fun to be back. And like I said, that for me, probably the highlight is engaging with the producers and learning about their operations and being able to share with them what we're doing and how we're helping dairies.
That's great. And so will you be at any upcoming farm shows?
Yeah, so we will be in attendance at the Western Dairy Management Conference in Reno. That's, I think, at the very beginning, the first few days of November. And then we will be at the Milk Business Conference in Las Vegas. I think that's the first couple of days in December. So those are probably the two big ones that we'll be at before the close of the year.
Wonderful.
Oh, and then we'll also be, we just started all the paperwork today for the World Egg Expo out in Tulare in February. So that's been a very effective show for us, and we're excited to get back there as well. So
wonderful. I'm hoping that that'll be my first time coming to Tulare this year, hopefully. Usually it overlaps with the Louisville show. So it'll be great. They're on separate weeks this year. So I'm going to try to get
good. Home. Good. Well, you'll like it. It's a great show.
Yeah. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
That's good. So I have one last question for you. What gets you out of bed in the morning? Why do you serve this industry?
I suppose it's close to me. I mean, my whole, you know, from my childhood of my friends being sons of dairy farmers and my interest in dairy cows and working on dairies kind of, you know, in late elementary school and junior high and just carrying that on through all of my education and then all of my career. I enjoy working with dairy producers. I like working with cows. I am curious by nature and am always interested in, you know, are there things that we can do or manipulate to enhance animal welfare, improve animal management, and enhance animal productivity. So yeah, I have spent a lifetime thinking about cows and the management of cows, and really enjoy the people, the producers, as well as the allied industry that supports this huge industry. So yeah, it's a great group of people.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It's really incredible what's happening in the industry with AI, and I really appreciate all your input.
Sure. Well, thanks again for taking the time to interview me and give me a chance to tell our story. Thanks.
And thanks to all who are watching or listening. If you want more information, the links are provided in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe to North American Ag Spotlight on YouTube or Rumble. And the podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Amazon, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And have a great day.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to today's Ag Spotlight episode, where we put the spotlight on people and companies doing great things for the agricultural industry. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, or on your favorite podcasting platform, and give us a 5-star review. You can also follow us on YouTube and Rumble to see the video version of Ag Spotlight. Also, head on over to northamericanag.com to subscribe to our Industry Connect update newsletter. If you're interested in advertising opportunities, email us at connect@northamericanag.com. Thanks for listening.